I knew I was miserable and I knew that something was wrong and I knew I had healing to do, but I didn't actually have words to know exactly what I was looking for. I know now, looking back, what I was looking for was connection and intimacy. I just didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And so that's really what I was looking for.
Yeah, like hindsight's 20/20, now you know, but there's no way of knowing like when you're in the thick of it and there's the same pattern repeating itself over and over. It's like we have to stop the madness. We're not really even sure what is causing the madness, but again, it comes back to I'm willing to commit to figure this out. Welcome to Wealthy and Aligned by Human Design, the podcast dedicated to helping you use human design in your business from the ground up. You have everything you need right now to start serving the world with immense value and get paid to do it. In this podcast, I teach you how. Now, let's get into the episode. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the podcast. So this week, we have a conversation with a couple that Garrick and I have been working with behind the scenes. Kelly and Kenton are two people who've been on their own personal journey of alignment as individuals and now as a power couple. Kelly has been a private client of mine for a little over 2 years now. I'm sure our listeners are very familiar with Kelly. And her partner, Kenton, has been working with Garrick for a year now. And they came to us looking for support. The wish was to become more connected with one another, to heal past traumas, and to overcome behaviors inside their relationship that just kept the two of them stuck. So today they share their love story, the journey of overcoming, and what it means to be aligned in love together today. So we'll go ahead and welcome you guys on. Thank you for being here.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, well, why don't we just get started? We're going to try to do our best here of both of you being able to communicate and talk over all of those different Zoom channels here. But why don't we start with you, Kelly? Why don't you start with this, your story? What was your relationship like before our work?
Yeah, so Kendon and I, we had been together for about 6 years. And after 6 years, we kind of progressed the relationship to where we became engaged. And also, I moved in with him, and he added an addition onto his house to really tailor to myself and my children. And we were just kind of like one big family.
Yeah.
And it was great. And we did all the family things, went on family vacations, all of that. And then I think that was the point when I started to really feel the intimacy, the commitment intimacy that the relationship had. And it scared me. I didn't even know it at the time that that's what was going on, but I had this deep fear of commitment and intimacy. And so all I knew at the time was that I freaked out and I bailed.
Yeah.
And I told Kenton, I'm like, I don't think I can do this. I don't feel attracted to you anymore. I think I better just move out. And so I moved out and started exploring other relationships. And these relationships that I got into were pretty chaotic and toxic. And little did I know at the time that I was in my wounding, and I went out and started relationships with other people who were kind of also in their wounding. And so that really kind of led to this spiral of kind of hitting a rock bottom. So I was in these toxic relationships, and I was checking out and distracting myself with the drama, with, you know, other addictions that I had. And it spiraled me into this kind of rock bottom.
Yeah.
That actually kind of awakened me.
Yeah.
And this is kind of when I started working with Danielle. And I can keep going, but
well, yeah. So real quick. So yeah. What indicated to you, did you know, first of all, that these relationships were toxic? Did you recognize that at the time? Or was it like, I'm having a good time, this is what it's all about? And then at what point did the switch flip to, like I need to reach out to somebody and fix something, or, you know, like something's amiss here. Like, yeah. How did that change happen for you?
Yeah, I'm just somebody who wants to be free and go out and have fun. And this is just who I am. And I didn't see anything wrong with it. And I thought I would be happier in that kind of lifestyle than in this committed relationship that I had with Kenton. And it didn't take too long for me to realize, oh, this is actually miserable. I thought I was going to be happy and free, kind of having this free single life, but it was absolute misery. And so I kind of started figuring out, oh, this actually isn't the direction I need to go in. I think I was comfortable in the chaos and the drama because of my wounding. That's what felt comfortable to me.
Yeah.
But actually, yeah, it was not.
Yeah.
So you were like, okay, there was some sort of maybe incident or just moment in time where you started questioning what you were doing and your motives behind it, and saying, you know, this can't be it. I've got to check into something that can maybe straighten me out. Is that kind of how?
Yeah, I didn't know exactly what was going on. All I knew was that I was miserable, and I knew that there was something wrong. And that's when I knew I had to start looking deeper into things. And that's what led me down kind of this path at finding Danielle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's hear from Kenton. No one's ever met Kenton before.
Welcome
Kenton.
So I was at that time that Kelly's talking about, for me, you know, our relationship seemed very secure, and I was very secure in our relationship. We were living together and living, you know, kind of doing things as a family and planning, you know, moving into the addition that I was building, and everything seemed wonderful. You know, and I think back, I proposed to Kelly in 2019, and so it was about 2 years later that she left. There was never any real serious discussion about, you know, getting married. No date was ever set or anything. So I suppose in hindsight, that was probably a red flag that I kind of chose to ignore and deny. And then when she told me that she was leaving, I mean, I was honestly very shocked. Really, it changed a lot of things for me. You know, I was no longer had any sense of security in our relationship. Obviously, the commitment was at that point when she left, we were still together as a couple. I wasn't aware that there were other relationships going on, and I wasn't aware of that for a couple of months. And then I became aware of it and really fought to keep her from being involved in any other relationships, because I still wanted our relationship to work out. I still loved her, and really tried to fight to keep us together, but I did it in the wrong way. And then
what do you mean by that?
Really, well, I think I was trying to talk her into something that she didn't really want. And I just kept at it and kept at it over and over again, trying to use logic and reason, you know, to convince her that no, you and I should be together. You and I should be committed to one another. And it just doesn't work. You can't change somebody else's feelings. They have to, you know, their feelings have to change for themselves, and they can't be convinced to do something that they really don't want to do. And so, you know, Kelly and I, we didn't break up really. We were always in a relationship with one another through all of this. And I discovered her with somebody else and kind of was really faced with the decision of whether to end our relationship or to keep going. And I made the decision to keep going. I guess my feeling was that I didn't think that what she was doing was really the true Kelly that I thought I knew. And it was very, very difficult. It was 2 years of knowing that she was with someone else and still having a relationship with her. We still did things together. We still did things with her daughters. We still even went on vacations together. But behind the scenes was this other relationship. And when I sought out Eric, it was kind of as Kelly was realizing that her relationship with this one man in particular was toxic. And we learned about narcissism and a lot of things. We kind of learned a lot about that and could see a lot of that in this person. She had made the decision to end that relationship. And so my decision to work with Garrick was, you know, it's like I want to evolve and go to the next level of things. Really, for me personally, it was also, and I figured that any personal growth would, you know, help my relationship with Kelly because I cared, you know, deeply about it.
Yeah.
So that's my side of the story.
Yeah. I mean, it's such a unique perspective that I get to have because I was working so closely with Kelly and there was all this drama going on in her life. And you know, it came down to a conversation of like, do you want to get past this? Like, are you ready to put this behind you? And, you know, the answer was yes. Yes, we do. And you both had done such a big amount of work on yourselves, right? Because the first thing I always like kind of look at is there a willingness to grow? Like, is there a willingness, a commitment to grow and evolve? Like, no matter what that looks like, not come into coaching because Kenton's going to get Kelly back. It's like, we really need to look at, no matter what the end result is there a commitment to just really go into the healing and the growth? And without any expectation, you know, on the end result, which we all know ended up beautifully. But I think that is really powerful that, you know, Kenton, you were the kind of man that really continually looked for ways that you could evolve. And you were in a lot of personal development before finding our work.
Yeah. And there were so many things that I didn't know back then. And so many things that I've learned since then. And this whole area of personal growth and development was something that was foreign to me, especially in with the depth that you guys take us. And, you know, and it's like this, and once you start that process, I think it's like you have this constant yearning to evolve yourself and to grow and be at a higher level of consciousness. And you know, and obviously sometimes you're frustrated because you make mistakes and you do things that you don't, that aren't in alignment with that. But, you know, overall, it's like this kind of one step, you know, three steps forward, maybe one step back mentality where you're just always wanting to go forward. And I think that that's what has kept Kelly and I together is our willingness to both do that individually and as a couple.
Right.
Because the rewards are significant. I mean, it's really, really changed my life for the better.
So it's first, it's a willingness. You have to feel like you're willing to dive in and do the work. And then both of you together doing kind of the similar or same thing is paramount. How high would you rank that as far as being necessary for something like this to have a positive outcome?
Yeah, I think, for both people to be willing to just go all in into their truth and their healing. And it's kind of like you have to be willing to almost go in and almost die a death of your old self and just keep doing that over and over and over again. And it's not always pleasant. Actually, it's rarely pleasant. it's scary stuff, but when I just went in all of this, I had no idea what the outcome was going to be as far as what, you know, it's like, I'm going to kind of die the old version of myself. And when I come through on the other side, you know, I hope, you know, my hope is that Kenton and I will grow closer through this, but I didn't know for sure.
Well, one of the things that you have to do is like, I had to kind of learn about the new Kelly, you know, and learn to realize that she had actually changed, because I think your tendency is to still see the person from the lens of how they were before. And especially when it came to the area of trust. And, you know, that was something that was very difficult at first. And it's become, you know, very easy now. Because she's shown me over and over again that she really has changed, and I hope that I have shown her that also. I mean, I don't even recognize the person that I was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I think that's so important. I think it's paramount. I think it's absolutely necessary that when one part of the relationship is growing and evolving, that the other one needs to in one way or another for themselves as well, or there's going to be a growing apart, a disconnect of that bond that, you know, started the whole thing to begin with. Kelly, when you think back to when you were both looking for support, like actually going into a coaching retainer, what was it that you were both searching for? What were you looking to get help with?
Yeah. So this is interesting because I didn't exactly know for sure. I knew I was miserable and I knew that something was wrong and I knew I had healing to do, but I didn't actually have words to know exactly what I was looking for. I know now, looking back, what I was looking for was connection and intimacy. I just didn't know how to do it.
Yeah.
And so that's really what I was looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way of, like, hindsight's 20/20, now you know, but there's no way of knowing, like, when you're in the thick of it and there's the same pattern repeating itself over and over. It's like, we have to stop the madness. We're not really even sure what is causing the madness. But again, it comes back to, I'm willing to commit to figure this out. Yeah. What was it for you, Kenton? Because I know, didn't Kelly come to you and say, did Kelly bring it to your attention, or were you like searching?
Yes, of course. She's always been the person that brings things to my attention. What's special about her? But yeah, she came to me with, of course, I knew about, you know, your relationship and what it was doing for her, because we talked about it all the time. And, you know, then the opportunity came to work with Garrick, kind of a call with him. And I was thinking about this today, you know, I would describe it as kind of a leap of faith. It was a decision made out of intuition and not rational thought. You know, it was like the mind didn't make the decision to work with him. My intuition was, I just need to do this. And the mind tried to tell me all sorts of reasons why it was unnecessary. But, you know, it was a decision that I'm very happy that I made. What I was looking for was guidance from the male perspective, for one, because I had never really had any, you know, deep male relationship or especially with coaching. And I was looking for somebody that was a deep thinker who had it, also your personal story was really inspiring to me also. And, you know, the understanding of spirituality, also, you know, plant medicine was a factor as far as somebody open-minded to that concept and the utility of that. So, but really, I didn't know what was going to happen either. And I didn't know specifically, you know, I think it was just, I want to better myself. And I want somebody to show me things that I don't see. And Garrick is a master of that, because every single call I have with him, there's something that I didn't see, or he sees it in a way that I didn't, and it's enlightening to me. And that's been probably the most significant benefit.
It's interesting because what's cool is I've seen an evolution in you in that realm as well. I think that maybe that has stimulated a part of your brain to kind of look at different angles of things. Cause that's kind of comes to me, naturally, is just to see different angles, and perspectives, you know? And I think that over time, by doing that with you, that, there's been kind of an evolution in you in that realm as well. Would you agree?
Thank you. Yeah, I hope so. And, you know, I think you just have a gift. You know, it's kind of an intangible, there's hard to put a word to it, but a gift of just knowing and seeing things. And, you know, I don't know where you got it from, but you have it. So it's it's been very helpful to me.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What had you guys tried before? Did you guys go to therapy? And you mentioned plant medicine. So were you working with plant medicine? What were you, the two of you, doing to try to solve this thing on your own that just really didn't pan out?
Yeah. The first, I just kind of started with a lot of self-help routes. So books, podcasts, different YouTube videos and stuff, and just kind of started getting a feel and kind of putting a language behind maybe what was going on. And yeah, and then so I kind of started to develop an idea for what I needed to do, but I didn't have the actual tools to actually do them. It was just a lot of learning and studying. And I did kind of did some plant medicine on my own, and but it didn't doing it on my own, it didn't bring me deep enough for real change, like real kind of rewiring in my brain.
Yeah.
So yeah, it wasn't until I really started doing the deep work with you that I could really see the change in myself.
Yeah.
Would you say that doing it on your own, it was kind of difficult to make sense of the things and integrate it into your life? And like, how do I take all this information and apply it?
Yes. Yes, for sure. Yeah. I knew, I didn't know exactly what was going on when I was doing it by myself. And so, yeah. And I didn't have any instruction, like, this is why this is happening and this is why you're feeling this way. And so, yeah, it wasn't enough to cause a big change.
Yeah. I know there's just such a growth with the plant medicine renaissance right now. And Garrick and I mean, we swear by it. We swear by it. But it is one of those things that if you are going into those realms, those parts of your subconscious by yourself, it's difficult to take that into integration and embodiment when you're not really sure what to do with what you find out. You're just not really even sure.
Yeah, there's so much to it. And, you know, sometimes you're given so much information and a lot of it is like out of left field. You haven't thought of it before, or it seems extreme. And, you know, we as people like being comfortable, as comfortable as we can be. So you're getting all these messages or downloads or information telling you to do stuff that's like way out of your norm. And it's like, well, how do I get from where I am now to that? And is this even real? Should I even do this? Like, it's just so much to consider that having that experienced facilitation is paramount, I think, for that reason.
Yeah. How about you, Kenton? What were you up to on your own?
I had a long-term relationship with a therapist that was probably going on for over 10 years at that point. And then I sought some coaching also from a relationship coach. And at that time, it was more focused on how to navigate the circumstances of my life being with a woman that was also with someone else. Mm. And that was kind of the focus of the coaching relationship at that point. Mm-hmm. There was some depth to it, and there were some books that were suggested to me that I read, and that was helpful. And then Kelly, because Kelly's always, she's always kind of one step ahead when it comes to all of this stuff, this personal development, she's always like one step ahead of me. And so she'll bring things to me. And so she, for example, the concept of attachment styles was something that I was completely unaware of. And it was really enlightening, and it explained a lot of things to me. And it was because she had kind of discovered that and researched it, and she brought it to me. And then I, you know, looked into it myself. And so she was, you know, conversations with her were always part of this. And then I also was called to plant medicine as well, and was kind of shown things that I didn't quite understand, but things that you can't unsee. And it made me realize that this life is much deeper than my mind was willing to let me accept. And that was life-changing also. So, but, you know, there, like you said, there's such a difference between self-guided plant medicine and having someone else guide you through that. They're not even comparable, really.
Yeah.
And so there, you know, there's a big difference when you're working with somebody like you guys.
Yeah. Well, we definitely don't shy away from plant medicine because of our, you know, our own miracle of a story. It started with plant medicine. But, you know, for me, it was such a journey of getting to know what I was, I'm just going to say, capable of. But then, like you were just saying, like expanding my mind to see that there was a different way of looking at any circumstance. I don't care what circumstances in front of you or me. There's just 12 different ways you can look at the same thing, and getting to pick the way you want to move forward. Like that plant medicine is just a complete 180 when you're looking at rewiring the nervous system, looking at things in the subconscious that are keeping you in these repetitive patterns. And then the opportunity there is to step into a new way of acting, thinking, behaving that really solidifies that new neural pathway.
Yeah, it gets the ego and the concept of yourself out of the way. I think it moves Garrett, Kenton, Danielle, kind of who we think we are, out of the way. And all of a sudden there's this other depth of knowledge and information and feelings and all these things. It's just layers that you didn't know were there. And so it just really opens up that opportunity and possibilities for diving deeper in that way.
Yeah, I will say that that's like, you know, not, I don't think it's an absolute prerequisite for doing this kind of work. Like we've all done a lot of work outside of plant medicine, but I do think there is an evolution coming where our coaches, our healers are really going to need to be well-versed with these realms, whether they experience it and are actual facilitators, or whether their clients are coming to them with their experiences with it. There has to be an awareness on how to navigate what's coming through and moving forward from there, for sure. So I'm going to give both, I want you both to answer this, because I think, because we can see from our end, Garrick and I can see from our end, just how much the two of you have blossomed. But let me let you answer, what's been the most powerful accomplishment between you both during this time?
I would say it is me really stepping into my truth and who I am without all the shadow. And so I have a deeper understanding of what I want and who I am. And I have solid spiritual foundation in my life that just gives me so much more direction and purpose and authenticity. And obviously, in all of that, I'm able to show up in my relationship with Kenton and other relationships too, just so much more like clean and authentic.
Yeah. When was the moment you realized that Kenton was the one that you wanted to do this work with?
He has always just loved me just through everything, just so unconditionally loved me and cared for me and my children. And I just knew that that's what I want.
Yeah.
And I've just always felt that from him. And yeah, I was kind of getting in my own way for a while, but I knew he was the one that would really love me the way I wanted.
Yeah. He was that running constant.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. It was a big shift. Remember when we talked about love is not a feeling?
Oh yeah.
You're like, wait a minute, what? Yeah. Yeah. There are lots of shifts that have us, like you say, getting out of our own way to look at what the truth of the situation is. And that was powerful for you to come out of that. Oh, I just want to go play with all these different people, and that's just who I am, and I have problems with commitment, and I have all these different things I want to do in my life, to like really center. I watched yourself. You centered yourself into, no, this, I have no problem with commitment. I'm actually more committed to myself than ever, and seeing this new part of myself. And I want to share this evolution with Kenton.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yes. Yep.
How about you, Kenton? What's been the most powerful accomplishment so far? I know we're still in the midst of all of our work together.
I think it's the commonality that Kelly and I have with one another, that we've discovered that that's, you know, in this area, that we're both driven to evolve as people. And part of it too is like, I don't think I ever really saw the true Kelly before, and now I do. And I hope the same goes for me. So I think we've become much more mindful of one another and who we are as people and how we complement each other in our relationship and our stark differences at times. And it's one, like, for example, one of the things that we do now that we didn't do before is that we fight. Like I used to tell people, you know, my relationship with Kelly is so great. We've never even fought. And it's because I think I avoided it at all costs. And we were both trying to, Kelly was trying to, she was such a people pleaser and she wanted to please me. And I was a conflict avoider to the extreme. But fighting can be healthy because, and I think the anxious attachment style that I have makes me fear fighting because I'm afraid that if we get into a fight, then she's going to end the relationship and she doesn't love me. And that's not the case at all. And so that's been, I think, a positive change that we're willing to go there. I'm willing to go there with her.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a work in progress, but it's definitely a good thing and a change.
I have something to say on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I think that, yes, we have more kind of arguments or conflicts, but I feel like most of the time, if not one, but maybe both of us, we're consciously arguing. So we have this disagreement, but we're both aware and own our part in it. And it's not like two little kids fighting or two, inner child's fighting.
Yeah, many fights.
We try our best. It's not perfect, but we try to have these disagreements consciously.
That's huge.
Yeah, disagreement.
For me personally, my life has changed significantly as far as, there's a spiritual awakening that I've experienced. I do a daily meditation practice. I've kind of eliminated toxic people from my life that were not serving me, and also stopped drinking alcohol, which was part of my life and was a coping mechanism, not a bad problem, but it was definitely a crutch and a coping mechanism. And something happened that basically turned all of that desire off.
That's
so that's
big.
Been a big change for me also. But I think it's the biggest is just like just this expanding consciousness in my relationship with Kelly. And kind of, I mean, we're always talking about something. You know, in this realm, there's always something that comes up that makes the challenges us to kind of, explore these topics and, learn from each other.
So you'd say that
we weren't doing that before.
Yeah.
Okay. You say that it has brought that level of closeness and intimacy that you were lacking before because you have not only this commonality now, but this deeper understanding of each other and this curiosity about how we work and all of that. Do you agree with that?
Yes. And she challenges me to look at myself and shows me things that I need to see about myself that, maybe I don't want to keep. And she's the best person at that because she knows me better than anybody.
Yeah, and you're open and willing to receive that. That is a big key in all of this, is being willing to not take that personal and react to it, just to see it
right.
as a growth opportunity, right?
Yeah, and it can be a challenge at time, and I'm not always perfect, but that's the goal.
Sure.
I think the desire of all feminine, especially the feminine who's waking up to her power, is to have that man by her side, that masculine by her side, to guide that power. And that has been, I know for me, that's been a complete game changer. Like, I was one way, doing life one way with my business, rolling through all these things. And when Garrett came back, it was like my other half was here. Like, I could go bigger because I had that strong masculine presence. I know learning the masculine and feminine dynamic for me when I was by myself took on a whole new level when Garrick was now the physical representation of that energy by my side all of the time. And I think that's what every woman is, whether it be a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. It's the energy that you feel. You feel just safer going into your full expression.
Yeah, I think that understanding that what masculine and feminine are, having a good depth of knowledge and understanding of that, because we're not taught that as we grow up. Most people aren't. It's just not a topic of conversation at dinner tables. It's not taught in schools. It's kind of something that you have to figure out while bouncing off the walls on the way down the hallway of life, you know? And so having that better understanding and knowledge really calms you down, I think, a lot of people. It just gives you that like patience and understanding that you didn't have before. Like, oh, okay, I get how this works now. Like there's this way that it works. And then you can see and contrast why it wouldn't work when that's out of alignment.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it offers, so for me, it gave me so many answers to kind of why I was feeling the way I was. I mean, I knew there were certain times where I kind of felt contracted or maybe unsafe. I didn't know it at the time, but it was like this unsafe feeling. And that's because, you know, I felt like maybe he wasn't fully in his masculine, and that, so it just, it put a lot of answers into things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a development of the divine feminine, right? There's a development of what we were taught as what feminine energy looks like. I know my mom was not a healthy example of any energy. I don't really even know how to describe it. It was like, not just, there were no examples of what that meant. I remember when I was doing like all my personal development stuff, I'm like, what is this thing called masculine and feminine? Like, what does that mean for me? And who am I? And how do I express as this? And then really getting to in touch with those parts of me has allowed me and, well, my family, but my relationship with my husband to go places we could have never gone. And we were married. How long were we married? You said, I thought it was 17 years.
No,
you said
14.
All right. Yeah. See, he knows dates. I mean, we're able to go places now we had never gone in 14 years.
Okay. So Kenton, why don't you go ahead and kind of talk about, describe your experience with me and how that's been, what's been most helpful for you, and what you've seen as a result.
I guess the logistics of it are, we have a weekly call for an hour, and also we communicate through, Voxer is the app. But every session that we have together is a surprise. And because a lot of times sometimes I come into those sessions thinking, well, there isn't really much to talk about, and I don't even know maybe I should just cancel this one. There's nothing really going on. And to do so would be a mistake, because we always find something of depth to talk about, and the time goes very fast. And you always, challenge me to look at things from a different perspective. And I mean, I've learned a tremendous amount from you. That one of the things that attracted me also was your knowledge of the masculine, feminine energies and how to balance them. And that was a concept that was new to me. And it was, and like Kelly said, was also very enlightening, and explained a lot of things to me also, things that I was doing that was pushing Kelly away. And, it's like our society is built on this desire to be equal and the same, and, between men and women. And that's just not right. There's inherent differences, and we need to celebrate those and acknowledge those. And it's a very powerful concept, and I think it can help a lot of relationships. And I think there was a lot of, like in my marriage, that was a big problem, was there was a loss of or lack of balance in that area. But anyway, so Eric has been a person that has taught me a great deal and, gives me advice and makes me look at things differently than I might otherwise on my own. And so it's been, very valuable experience. Engaging with him. And he's also, suggested things for me to read. There's always usually some type of homework or assignment, things, something to do to think about in between sessions.
Yeah, I do like
I'm grateful for you. Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Yeah, no problem. I enjoy our time together. I think I like to, I always try to challenge and present ways for you to look at things differently. Because we all tend to kind of have this, like, it's just this way, you know, very like one track mind type modality that we can be in. And so getting that other perspective is something I think is important. But I like to lead or help lead you find it for yourself, because that's when it really makes the most impact, I think. I can't just sit here and give you the answers, you know, to the test. You don't learn anything that way. So that's kind of what I try to do. And I think it's more fun that way anyway.
Yeah, you've really challenged me at times. Like a couple sessions ago, it was, you know, it was like really difficult. And, but it was, you know, it was valuable. And sometimes you affirm things that I do when I think maybe I've done something wrong. Sometimes you say, you know, no, I think you actually handled that pretty well, or you did, you know, you did that in the best way you could under the circumstances. And that's helpful too.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of value in having someone else to see things, bring things up and give you different perspectives, but to challenge the perspective that, you know, our minds like to hang on to. The stories our minds like to keep us in over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Kelly, what would you say has been, we've worked together. We have such a special relationship.
I know.
It's like, how do you accompany all of this into one question? But it's like, if you were to describe what the biggest transformation of our work together has been, what would you say?
Well, I want to speak on kind of what it's like working with you. It's when I decided to really go all in on this, I decided just to fully trust you. And there was something in me, there was something in my, I don't know, in my intuition or whatever, my soul that knew that I could fully trust you. And so there, you know, even in those times where you're telling me, okay, maybe try doing this, even if I don't fully see it, I know I can trust you to just do what she says. And it's always good. It's never let me down. And so I think just having that trust is so important. And then really you're kind of like best of all the world. So it's like, you have the experience, you have all of the knowledge in this area. But you also have just, I don't know what you want to call your intuition, your higher self, whatever label you want to put on it. It's all of that wrapped into one that just makes it so effective. And yeah. I really feel like, yeah, we've been working together 2 years. But the transformation that I've made, it would have taken me, I don't know, 10 plus years, if, you know, probably more than that, to make that change if I tried it a different way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what, you know, and I don't know about other coaching containers. I know that that's one of the biggest things that I want to provide my clients is fast transformation, is like getting to the gut of it and going there quicker and seeing the results of that just faster. Could be an MG thing. I don't know. But yeah, you've always just been so willing to take what I say and try it and just see if it helps in some way. And yeah, it's always been an amazing just synergy that we have back and forth. Yeah. So what would you both say to someone who's looking into something like this?
I think when it comes to me is like when both of the people in the relationship feel stuck and there's nothing changing, and they have the desire to grow and move forward in their relationship and become more intimate, but they don't know exactly how. That's how I would answer that question. I suppose that's, you know, it's individual with each relationship, and there's probably all sorts of different reasons why somebody might seek out coaching. But I think the big picture is you know, is personal and personal evolution and evolution as a couple. That's not always something that you can do easily on your own. And it's so helpful to have kind of guides and other perspectives to help you.
So you'd say maybe,
I think it's almost impossible in some instances for a couple to do it on their own, especially if there's major issues that are, you know, going on in the relationship. It's like you have to have somebody on the outside to show you things that the two of you don't see.
So there's a level of, we've tried a bunch of things, all the traditional things. There's a level of distress occurring and a level of stuckness happening. Mm-hmm. Kind of all simultaneously.
Yeah, maybe frustration that there is nothing, you know, and if there's, I mean, obviously it depends on the situation, but if they are thinking about, you know, ending the relationship, I mean, I think if there was a basis for it in the first place, you don't have to do that. You can find a way out. I mean, that's what it's like with Kelly and I mean, if somebody on the outside saw what was going on, they would have thought that both of us were crazy to stay in a relationship with one another.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like, but that's, you know, societal judgment and making a lot of assumptions about things. But, you know, we made the decision, both of us, that, you know, we wanted to be together and grow and make this work.
Yeah, that is one thing I realized when I found that there was a thing called coaching. I didn't even know there was a thing called coaching, but Garrick and I had tried so many therapists. I had done like weekend retreats. I had done all these things. And when I discovered the coaching world, and I only discovered it because I was, you know, going into my business and looking to expand quickly, I remember thinking like, if I would have known that there was a world out there where people could actually help you, and it wasn't just me sitting on a couch talking about my horrible life all day long for years on end, I really did believe we would have been able to save our marriage. And that's one of the reasons why we're doing what we're doing today, is because we cannot not bring what we know and what we have learned and discovered to another family. Like, we feel like that's a complete disservice, and it defeats the purpose of what we've been through as a couple. Like, it's just, it's, we feel like it's our duty to bring this to families looking to really heal the core of their relationship.
Yeah. I think that to not share what we've learned, especially coming through what we've come through and seeing how it works and can work. Yeah. It's like, no, we can't keep this to ourselves. You know, we just can't. That's not good.
Yeah.
If there's anyone else out there who's, you know, experiencing anything like we did, it is possible. It's possible to make it through and to grow and to love and to enjoy life and do that with a partner. It really is.
So what would you say to someone, Kelly, who is maybe the earlier version of you?
Yeah, I would say, I always tend to kind of look at like, there's a deeper meaning behind all of this. And I like to use my intuition. But I think if you're just the fact that you're listening to this podcast, I think is a sign for you to at least question and go deeper. Do you want more out of your relationship? It doesn't even have to be a rock bottom situation like mine was. Right. If there's just something doesn't feel right, you don't even have to know exactly what the problem is. I didn't know exactly what the problem was at the time, but entering into a coaching relationship, you'll get the answers. So you don't feel like you have to have it all like figured out. The other thing is, I know this is what I kind of, my coping mechanism was, I just wanted to get out of the relationship, thinking that that would solve everything. So I just want to tell, if that sounds like you, I just want to say that is not the answer, because you just bring all of your problems into the next relationship. So don't leave the relationship until you have healed yourself, or until you at least feel extremely empowered about leaving the relationship, because that's not the answer.
Yeah. Like, until you've exhausted all avenues.
Yes. Yes. And then the other thing is, you know, like evolving in spirituality, it's really becoming something that's more popular and people are really waking up. And if you want to evolve yourself, if you want to grow you know, your spiritual connection, one of the best tools to do it in is in a relation, in, you know, in a partnership. That, because if you want to see your stuff that you need to work on, it will all come up in a relationship. So I think it's been one of the greatest spiritual tools to really evolve myself.
Yeah.
That's great.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
So what is life like now for you both?
What do you think, Kenton?
It's a constant search for enlightenment and a higher consciousness, which was not there before. Where I am today is in a much more, you know, secure place. And I think that's one of the things that's happening for Kelly and me, is that we're finally getting to a place where we are both secure attachment instead of pathological attachment styles. And so there's a sense of peace. You know, I feel like we're truly committed to each other. And I used to tell her back in the days that all of this chaos was going on, I used to tell her that all I wanted was to just be the only man in her life. And I am at that place, and I'm obviously very happy about it. So that's been a significant change. I mean, our life was so chaotic and so difficult, and all of that has gone away, and it gives us the opportunity to, you know, pursue these more important things. Yeah. and to do that together. And we've had like a couple of amazing trips together where all we've done was basically, you know, be together and to talk and to grow and to try to evolve. So that's my answer. That's what life is like now. It's good. Very good.
That's great. So there's a real depth to it now, you'd say. Okay.
Nice. Yes, definitely.
Very nice.
Yeah. I would say for me, it's, I feel just so much more empowered. And if there is conflict, I know how to take ownership of my part. And I know how to resolve the conflict in a healthy way. And it's coming from, you know, the healed part of me. I feel like I have just so much more of an awareness now about myself. And I can come to the relationship now with just so much more empowerment and awareness. And so there's just like this confidence that I have and excitement for the future, because I'm excited to just constantly evolve myself and the relationship. So yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, we could not have picked better people to work with.
Yeah,
we absolutely love working with you both, and just to watch you both just settle into this level of, like you say, Kelly, confidence and security and compassion and intimacy and growth. It's like bingo, like you're nailing it. Bingo.
Yeah.
Because life is so much sweeter.
It is.
You don't have to worry about the little shit things that you fought about and kept yourself engaged with anymore. Now you're on to bigger and better things. And it's like life opens a whole new door for you.
Well, I just want to say, I really feel truly deeply honored to be on this growth journey with you guys. I love it. I think it's fantastic. The strides and the growth and the maturity that you guys have reached in this short time that we've been working together has been nothing short of phenomenal and impressive. And I can't wait to see what the next few months have in store as far as more of the same. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Well, thank you both for taking the time and being with us today and sharing your story vulnerably with everyone listening. I know that the goal of this podcast was really to inspire somebody who is sitting, looking around, maybe they're growing on their own and really yearning for, thirsty for that next level of intimacy and connection and growth with their soulmate. So I really just want to honor you for being an example of what's possible for people.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me. And thanks for everything that you guys have done for us.
It's our honor.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, what a beautiful story. Such an example of what taking the power of alignment into our most sacred relationship can provide to our lives. Just love. So Garrick and I want to invite you, if this conversation sparked something inside, for you and your partner to apply to work with us in our Aligned Love Mastery Program. Check out the link in the show notes to answer a few questions, and we will connect with you both personally to see how this new container would fit for your lives. Our work is expanding into what we know is the next level of alignment for our soul tribe, and we can't wait to help you and your soulmate grow in love, intimacy, and connection through the rewarding work of alignment together. Spots are limited, so make sure to get your application in today. We hope you enjoyed this episode as much as we did, and I will see you all next week. Cheers to staying wealthy through alignment.